Marie being direct again. Densities, and other things I should clarify. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for those who have eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of the 21st of May, 2025. I was poised to write the second part of artificial intelligence today, but my friends at CIC informed me of several misconceptions regarding my writing and my material on the web and social media. First, they demonstrated how much and how far this channel is influencing the social community, as numerous other YouTube channels, among other media, are utilizing my material to create their own, including those who have historically opposed my group. Some give me credit, but most do not, and I see that as normal, perhaps because they do not want to be part of anything that may connect them to past problems or frictions that involved my group. I know many take inspiration from my material, but they turn it around and fix it so it fits into their agendas and ideas, as they take only what they want, therefore creating a mass of similar information that confuses the viewers, especially those who listen to multiple allegedly extraterrestrial communications and channels. Okay, so know this. I do not watch those other channels, and I do not take inspiration from anyone. I have no time for any of that. As far as I know, this is the only YouTube channel in existence that was created by human Lyrians not from Earth, by the Tajitans, and that directly publishes what a non-human writes, directly and without any intermediaries who may distort the information. I know I am partially human as I grew up there, but that only gives me a unique perspective and understanding of the entire situation Earth is in. This is also the only YouTube channel that is publishing what the leader of a non-human culture writes, as I am the Queen of Teijita, and I got to this post through a long and difficult process. I did not get here comfortably or by chance, I shed my own blood literally, and I was forced to mature very fast, or else I would literally die in the process. Those of you who have been following me for some time know it well. I say this because it is yet another misconception or cause of skepticism on the web, and I am only assuming this, as CIC has not informed me of anything along those lines. It is not by chance or as the result of any idea of seeking more attention to just go and say that I am the queen, just because that occurred to me. This channel exists because I am so, and I took it as a necessary self-imposed duty to write as much as I can, to share as much direct information about the complicated exo-political frame and situation outside Earth. That is why my material is so different from the others, because I am not basing what I say on any channeled information or New Age guru, or whatever other similar source, because what I write is based on what I am directly living in my day-to-day life. That is why I cannot run out of new things, because all I must do is share what is going on around me. If, or when, my information looks like the one given by someone else, it is because we are describing the same event, yet as seen through the lens and with the perspective of different people with different levels of understanding. But mostly this does not occur, as you can easily see who wrote what first, with the date I place at the beginning of each one of the texts I write, and with the simple date of the published video. I cannot stop other people from using my material, it is even what I want, as it is not the credit that I seek, but sharing and distributing this information so it is known by as many people as possible. Yet having said that, if I don't protect my information, others will take it as theirs, turn it around and discredit me, and without this channel, they will inevitably end up with no new information, so they end up destroying themselves. Yes, there are other sources, but not like this one. So please remember that you heard all this information from me first, and I am a non-human writing all this, directly and with no earthly human interpreter or representative that may distort my words. And for those who use my information as inspiration for theirs, please be decent enough to say where you got it from, and those of you who do so, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And for the others, it is on your consciousness, as you know, I speak the truth. I don't speak ill of other creators as I respect their mission and points of view, and I do not expect to be treated the same way, as I know it is impossible, yet please know that I truly do not care about the opinions of others as I only march on with my purpose. About the proof of what I say, the whole system on Earth, and even outside of it, prevents me or anyone else from giving any, much less of the type that is expected or wanted. That is part of the problem on Earth, as it is contained in a self-validating false reality that does not reflect the greater cosmological one, especially the one of other human Lyrians not from Earth. In other words, I cannot give any proof without it turning against me, and that proof will also end up being disregarded as fake, and this goes for anyone from outside Earth. So you will have to make up your minds about this, because as things are on Earth, it is your responsibility, not mine, as I would have already delivered proof if I could, but my inability to give any does not make me any less real. It is only yet another testimony of how bad the censorship and the mind control is on Earth and around it. Proof or no proof of the kind that is wanted and expected, I still have a job to do here, and I will continue. Moving on to another type of misconception, please remember that I am not Swaru of Era, and I am not Anika of Tema, or any other of my predecessors. Therefore, there will be things that don't add up, contradictions and drastic differences about how we view life, existence, and any of the subjects we touched, and so on, yet there will also be many things that are the same or at least similar, as would be expected. This is normal as we are different people with our unique perspectives and levels of understanding, and it does not mean that all the information is false. I say this because CIC has alerted me about many people saying something like, quote, but Anika said that, whatever, after finding that it does not concur with my information. That is her perspective, not mine, and the same goes for Swaru in whatever big or small package or container variant she was in, at each given time. I am not a Swaru. I only came out of that family line, which is why I had that name expunged from mine. I am just Marie now, and I walk my difficult path, not theirs. I also know that my predecessors said many things that are simply not correct, perhaps to be more agreeable, or for their information to be more easily acceptable, as it would better concur with the one of the dominant New Age. I don't doubt that they may have other reasons in their minds at that time, and only they know why. I cannot take responsibility for what other people did or said, and this goes for whatever fights or disagreements my predecessors had with whoever. I don't care about them, as I am a different person, so please don't put me in the same bag. Coming to more important things that I must clarify, I was informed that many people don't understand the concept of existential densities I use. It is not my concept, although I agree with it, as it is the one most star races and cultures use and live by. First of all, the mere concept of an existential density or dimension as such only exists on Earth, and it is the result of the Earth's human mind's need to dissect things so they become easier to understand by the sum of their parts. Other human Lyrians from off-planet do the same, but it is a lot more prevalent on Earth as they have been conditioned to think in terms of rigid science and its reductionism. How things are understood outside Earth, and what is observed is that only one big unity exists, you can call it many ways, but here I refer to it as source or as the greater source. All ideas, densities, dimensions, alternative realities, timelines, multiverse, and so on, are nothing other than made-up fragments of that greater source, and only exist in the minds of those who have imposed the concept and the description of each one of them. Their definition is completely arbitrary and made up, and so are the rules and justifications for each one of them, as they do not reflect the greater reality nor the understanding of advanced interstellar races. I am not saying that they are wrong, but they only go by certain rules and qualities that define them, according to each circumstance and person who made them up. The limits of each one of them are set by the mental decision of their creators, based on what they have experienced and by the conclusions they have arrived at, and not by any objective reality. Only one great unity can exist, so inclusive that it collapses duality in a way we are simply not mentally equipped to fully understand. And all those timelines, densities, dimensions, alternate realities, and multiverse are nothing other than artificial partitions of that greater source, meant to make existence more understandable. Whenever someone states that there is any fixed number of realities, densities, or of whatever, I simply see that they are not yet at this level of understanding. However, those artificial partitions and their elegant names are useful to explain certain parts or things of the reality we live in, as long as we accept that they are only arbitrary partitions of a greater unity we cannot fully understand. Having said all this, there is a limited number of words in any human language, so I end up using terms such as existential realms or densities, in an attempt to make my text more understandable, and this is where confusion may arise. In my texts, I often refer to the side of the living, and the astral side of things, or as the spirit world and the material world. This is an example of a fragmentation of the greater reality, of unity, in an attempt to make myself understood. There is no material world, or world of the living as such, but only as what we can describe to be in our experience while in a biological body, which is what acts as a filter of perception, narrowing our experience to a short segment of vibration wavelengths. Therefore, it is the body and its limited senses who end up defining the world of the living and its limits, and any experience, any object or being outside of that perception range is by definition, in the astral realms. From a more expanded point of view, everything is in the astral, including the world of the living, and when some creature dies, its body ceases to function as a perception filter. Therefore, that creature is suddenly free of those biological limitations, being able to suddenly perceive what we could call the astral realms. But that creature's soul did not go anywhere, as the biological body veil was simply lifted from its so-called eyes, and it suddenly can perceive who and what it has always been. Same goes for densities and dimensions, as they too are defined by the capacity of the observer, by its level of consciousness awareness, and ability to interpret what it perceives is surrounding him, her, or it. The greater the awareness, the bigger the world of the observer will be, the bigger and more complex that person's density or dimension will be. I often define an existential realm, or density, as a more or less isolated grouping of perceptions that define the observer's reality. Being that a density also refers to the amount of hard matter that exists in an existential realm, although this is a human definition again, as there is no hard matter, everything is just a complex soup of vibrations and standing waves, which give the illusion of materiality. So I really don't like the word density as it is used by other authors, who say that there are other densities, because all I see is arbitrary definitions and separations that do not reflect the outside empirical world. Yet I accept that I sometimes fall into using those words, in an attempt to make myself understood. An example of this is when I recently said that inside a dumb, deep underground, The entire area could allegedly be understood as being in another density. As I did not explain myself in that recent space news text, I know this spawned much confusion. What I meant is that all the living experience deep underground can be so different from the life on the surface of the planet as we know it, and to the point where our perception of reality may differ so much that it ends up being as if they were in another universe, so to speak. And in the case of the world of the spirits, which I often refer to as the lower astral to make myself understood, once more it only differs from the world of the living because those cannot perceive anything, quote, in the astral, while they are alive. With few exceptions, of course, like those who can see dead people, but that is another story. But the astral is always there, and we are always in the astral even while in biological bodies which are designed precisely to give us an illusory different experience of something that in perception is not astral. In perception, I insist, as we are always astral beings. Another set of misconceptions came from the use of frequency-sustaining belts, which are allegedly used by some extraterrestrial beings, including Tegetan Pleiadians, and which it is said that without them they would evaporate into another lighter dimension, or whatever. Those belts do exist, but are no longer being used as they are deemed as completely useless because the mind and personal vibration of the potential non-human wearer is more than enough. Those belts were intended to artificially keep their vibration high, supposedly like on their home planet while visiting Earth, that's all. And they were quite useless. We are not in any lighter density. We are like you, we are all Lyrian humans, and we are in the same existential realm as all of you. It gets a little more complicated to describe in a few words, but this goes for alternative realities and timelines as well, as they are only variants of the consciousness of whoever is experiencing them, as from a wider perspective, everything we can possibly experience, all its variants, including the consequences of the decisions we made, exist, and influences us all the time. Whatever different road we took in another timeline cross-influences our consciousness awareness of the one we are experiencing. As from above, there are no alternative timelines, there is only unity and inclusion, and that by definition includes our contradictions and alternative decisions we may have made. Again, what defines a different timeline is arbitrary, and only defined by our limited perception and by our futile attempts to understand what is beyond our capacity. There are no alternative realities and timelines, those are only attempts at understanding ourselves and Source. We simply cannot grasp the concept of existing and experiencing very different things, often highly contradictory ones, while still being ourselves. For example, while looking at the idiotic things your alternate self is doing while you pull out your hair in desperation, as you cannot alter that alternative version of you's behavior. You are not supposed to see what another variant of yourself is doing. Yet by technology and the use and abuse of faster-than-light starships, it happens all the time. And that other person is still you, like it or not, even if you want to kick their behinds for behaving like an idiot, which is a common reaction to this, as so many people who have met their alternative selves end up in a fight with them. Even this extreme example is part of the greater unity I am trying to describe. All those other variants of oneself are us, and when we step a little further back, we come to see that everyone else, including every conceivable creature, is us as well. If you think that encountering another variant of yourself is far-fetched, just look around you, and every other person, human Lyrian and not, is also you, experiencing another incarnation. They are all you in another circumstance, in another so-called timeline, but they are all you, because you are Source. That is why we are truly all one, even though other authors state the same without knowing the full extent of the meaning. Every single subdivision of the greater unity of source is arbitrary, and based only on the perception capacity and the consciousness-awareness range of the observer, who is defining it. If I were to stand directly in front of you, you wouldn't see me as an orb, as some have said, you would see me as the young woman I am, freckles and all. I hope all this helps. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Marie, 1st of Teyagata.